Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? It is Monday, February 24th, 2025. Wow. I hope you guys are doing well. The power of your testimony. Yeesh. One of my dear friends, my brother, Jason, he used to speak to me about this years ago, maybe 4 years ago. When I say years, I don't want to sound like, whoa, nah, I don't think it's been that long. It just seemed like it. But he would always tell me, the power of your testimony. The power of your testimony. Mm-hmm. Your testimony is a powerful tool, man. Sharing your personal experience with God and what he's done for you, his goodness and his grace, that could give strength. That could save a life. It literally could save a life. It could pull someone up. Right? So, your testimony is a personal account of how God has worked in your life. It's an expression of faith that can inspire and encourage others. See, I didn't truly, fully understand how me sharing my testimony, it's not only an act of service, it's much deeper. It reveals, it gives access for someone else to experience the spoken word of what he has done for you in your life. That's deep. Because, you know, sometimes we think what we go through is, whether it's punishment or whatever the case may be, we think about it as wrong decisions, you know, whatever the case may be. But no. It's for you to tell someone else about the goodness, the grace, and the mercy. Oh, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. In Revelation 12:11, it says, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. This verse alone highlights just that testimonies, along with the sacrifice of Christ, are powerful weapons against evil. Let's I'm gonna come back to that. Let's move. Psalm 66:16, verse 16. Come and hear. There we go again. That spoken word. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul. This encourages believers to share your experience with others to inspire and build faith. Years ago, I was around in my early 20s. I'm 35 now, so in my early 20s, like 21, 22, 23, you know, I was drinking heavily. Oh my. I was smoking weed. I thought I was the guy. And I began to get into a mindset that was so deep, so dark, that, I don't know, it pushed me in directions that, you know, anyone who has dealt with, you know, alcohol abuse, drugs, you know what I'm talking about. It takes you into a different space where, you know, I was any and everywhere, doing any and everything. And when I say any and everything, I mean, I was looking to be accepted by certain people that I shouldn't have. I was just in a very dark space. I wasn't hearing God. Man, I wasn't even... understanding. Sorry guys, Nathan, you know, he used a potty, so he likes to show us every time he used a potty. I was in a dark place, man, and he saved my life so many times, you know, just from being in the wrong place at the wrong time, making careless and horrible decisions. You know, alcohol was my everything. It was my everything. And I did it when I woke up in the morning, sometimes before I brushed my teeth, sometimes I didn't brush my teeth. You know, I was just literally, like Kendrick Lamar's song, swimming pool full of liquor and I dive in it. I was diving in it. It was all I did. Every day, and I was functional with it. Like, I could go to work and do it. Nobody would know. I'm sure they knew, but interfered with my work. I became distant in my relationships. I began to blame others. I began to not take accountability for just my actions. I wasn't a rage or angry. I was burying my sorrow and my pain, you know. So yeah, I could be the life of the party and have everybody having a good time, but then when I got by myself, I would just wish I wasn't here, or, you know, I was just running from the things I had to face. And, you know, I grew up in the church, but I didn't know Jesus for myself. I never experienced him. I never saw him. I never spent the time to seek him. I never let him in fully. And that's, and you know, then I was arrogant, full of pride. Stubborn, you know, I was my biggest enemy. And then alcohol, then later led to cocaine. And, you know, I've heard stories that were wild about cocaine, and I did it. It got to a point where, you know, that was a pit stop for me. I knew that this wasn't for me quickly. Don't get me wrong. I did it for maybe 2 or 3 years, and it got to the point where I was, you know, up at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, going to the ATM. 5, 6 in the morning, going to my dealer before work. It got bad. And, you know, I just had one of those moments when it came to that particular drug. To the Lord pulled me away from it, but I still had my alcohol. I still was doing my alcohol. And it's been, how long has this been? Because at first I stopped for 2 years with everything, smoking cigarettes, everything. It's been like 2.5 years since smoking cigarettes. About the same, a little longer for the cocaine, like maybe almost 4 years. But the alcohol, that was a stunt when I went a whole year, and then I fell back, and it began to kick up how it used to be with the alcohol, just every day. I stopped drinking hard liquor, and I thought I could do wine. And the wine was, I was buying a 1.5 liter every day of my wine of choice, you know. And it became like, hey man, what are you doing? And the Lord literally he snatched the taste from my mouth. And you know, maintaining your deliverance is ever. I didn't even know that recording stopped. Hallelujah. But I want to get back on point. So I was sharing with you guys briefly, and I'm going to do another, not an episode, maybe a video on my YouTube, just really giving my testimony and sharing what he's brought me through. Sharing the experiences, and when I say experiences, I mean miracles. I mean things you hear from the Bible, you know, encounters, so much that I can share just as far as my testimony and share his goodness and his grace and his mercy. Because man, your brother was I was a stubborn, and he's still working on me with that, you know. I was full of pride and arrogance. Can nobody tell me nothing? You know, so I have so much more to share about that. But I do want to stay on task here, because I want to share the power of your testimony. And the power of your testimony encourages. It's encouragement, you know. Sharing how God has moved in your life can truly, truly uplift others.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Maybe facing the similar thing. Think about that, right? Some of us, man, whether it's drugs, alcohol, fear, depression, abandonment, you know, rejection, so many things. We share the same experiences. You know, some of us have just went through it already, so we could share. We can help pull people out of those things, you know. Witnessing. You know, personal stories serve as a form of evangelism. Drawing others to Jesus, to Christ, by showing his transformative power. You know, if you guys could see, you know, my family members and close friends know, they've seen the transformation. You know, I bumped into a high school friend not too long ago. I think I was telling you guys about that in one of the last episodes, and he didn't even know. He was just like, he knew me, but he didn't know. He didn't know what was going on. You know, it was funny though to experience that, because, you know, it was kind of like he didn't even know what to say to me. And it's not that I'm, the Lord transforms us from the inside first. And you truly have physical side effects of that. Literally, you know, your skin could brighten, your posture, you know, just so many things, man. It'd be the little details. But I knew this guy when I was in high school, man. We were real close. We played sports. We were in a lot of our classes together. Like, I wouldn't say he was a best friend, but we were close. Like, associates in school. Like, outside of school, we didn't hang out too much because he lived way somewhere else. But he didn't stay in my neighborhood, basically. So I didn't, you know, but we were close. You know, every time we was at school, like, we were real close, you know. And, yeah, it was weird. You know, it was not weird, but it was an experience that it actually tickled me because I could see his expression. Like, he literally was looking at me like he couldn't understand what was going on. Because, man, humility on a person looks different than the guy who's trying to be, you know, the lead or the, you know, this macho stuff I used to fall victim to. You know, this macho, tough guy thing that it's ego, but it's destroying a lot of men, especially when it comes to, you know, brotherhood and being there for your brother and, you know, things of that nature. But you know, it was an experience. But I was like we used to say, man, I was slow. Nah, please don't come. You know what? Whatever. I was definitely moving in a totally different rhythm than I am now. You know, testimonies foster a sense of belonging as well. And, you know, our walk and in our faith, we, you know, it's big. Community is everything. Community is everything. Community is everything. And testimonies, it brings a sense of belonging. And this is something that the Lord has been working and dealing with me about, you know, is being a part of and being of use and belonging, right? Because for so long I thought I was this lone wolf type thing, you know, just a loner. You know, that was the thing, right? Loner. Oh, I'm a loner. And that's just not how God intends it to be. You know, He intends for you to be amongst the people and to be used. And we'll dive more into that later. So I want to give some tips, because it's some of you, man, who are like me. You are just quiet. You're sitting there. You know you got a testimony. You know that, you know, you know that the Lord has been pressing on your heart to speak to that neighbor who you see she's struggling with drugs and you overcame it. Or you see this young man in your neighborhood that is trying to find his way. He's hanging with the wrong people. You see it. You know he's pressing it on your heart. He's already told you, hey, say something to this guy. Embrace him, right? So how do we share our testimony, right? First, we must be honest and authentic. Share both struggles and victories to show the full picture of God's work. Keep it focused on Him. Highlight God's role in our stories rather than focusing solely on our experience. And this is a big one. Practice vulnerability. My Lord. Oh, man. Be open about your challenges, as this can resonate deeply with others. You know, it's a topic that I haven't spoken about. I haven't even mentioned it. And I'm going to make my testimony. I have to. And it's something that I've been going back and forth about that has been pressing. And Apostle Coach Mike, he hinted at it because he too had dealt with this particular experience. And I couldn't find myself to, I confessed, but I didn't, not necessarily go into details about it, but I kind of froze up, right? So definitely vulnerability. And that's something for me, man. A lot of my friends, my sisters in Christ, my brothers in Christ, that's been one of the things, like, Ron, you got to be vulnerable. You got to be vulnerable. You got to open up. You got to trust. You got to, you know, and that's a vulnerability. So pray and seek help with that, because vulnerability is how you can truly, truly, that's how others can resonate. Because if you share something that truly, you know, no one likes to talk about suicide or thoughts of it, but if the drugs and the sorrow, the depression, and those things that he brought you through, if that happened, you got to share that, because there's someone who is literally, man, battling with that. My God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. And the last thing, invite a response. Encourage listeners. Encourage those you're sharing with to reflect. To reflect. Not just on our own experiences, but the person you're speaking to, encourage them to consider what he's already done in their lives. Even them listening to you is showing that God is moving in their life. God is moving in their life. And reflection is, it's uncomfortable, but it's necessary, because it begins to open a deeper level of understanding in the move of God in your life and how he has brought you through. And he didn't bring you this far to let you quit now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, what I would recommend us taking time this week, to reflect on our own testimony. You know, how has God worked in your life? And look for opportunities to share with others. You know, whether in small conversations, you know, at the grocery store. You never know how the move of God happens. You never know when he's tugging on you, because everyone is, I like to say, not aware of what God is doing in their lives. So we, and sometimes it's just a word. You know, my godmother, Mama Nita, told me that. She was like, sometimes, Ryan, you could just be at the store and, you know, you could just say, hey, it's going to be all right. That's it. You know, you just never know how the Holy Spirit will move in you. But our job is to be sensitive sensitive and aware that when he's speaking and when he's moving to do. So I'm going to pray us out because I definitely went over time today. But this is not even enough time, man. There's so much more to share. But my day is getting started, so I have to get up and get ready and get the moving. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging the incredible ways you have worked in our lives. Thank you, Father, for the gift of testimony, for the stories that reflect your love, your mercy, and grace. We are reminded of Revelation 12:11 that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, help us to be bold in sharing our experiences and to speak of your goodness with authenticity and courage. May our story serve as a beacon of hope for those who are struggling, encouraging them in their faith journey. Grant us the wisdom to focus on your role in our lives, reminding us that it is through you that we have overcome trials and challenges. Teach us to listen to others, to share in their burdens, and to celebrate their victories, creating a community rooted in love and support. Father, we pray for opportunities to share our testimonies, whether in personal conversations, small groups, or church gatherings. May our words reflect your truth and lead others to a deeper understanding of your love. As we reflect on our journeys, help us to recognize your hand at work in every season. May we be instruments of your peace and hope, shining your light in a world that desperately needs it. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. I love you guys. I hope that this message encourages you today, this week, to share your testimony. Share the goodness and the grace and mercy of our Father. Because you never know. You could truly, truly be the instrument that leads someone straight to his arms. I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed day, and I will see you guys tomorrow. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. Shalom.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.